Hey, what's up, you guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Nick Talk. I am your host, Nikki James. Thank you so much for being here. I have today on the show a very special guest. He played a little bit of football, but you might know him most famously for what he's recently been on in acting. And just to tell you a little bit more about this guest before I introduce him, he originally played at UCLA, played some football, played some baseball too. I think the best way to just do this is just to talk to you and ask all these questions. The last thing that you were on is Ballers, and I'm really excited because I binge watched 6 episodes. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Donovan Carter. What's up, Donovan?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. How was your day today?
Man, my day is great. You know, another Friday. Shoot, first week of the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy. Time's flying already.
It is. 2021.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. It's going to be completely different this year.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
We did not think 2020 was going to be the way 2020 was, huh?
You know what? Around this time last year, no, I thought, 2020 was going to be my year like everybody else.
Yeah.
I was excited for, the new opportunities because Ballers just ended in 2019.
Yeah.
So I was excited, it was my first year, not being on Ballers, wanted, of course, to do something new, see new opportunities. And then, COVID hit. And then I feel like I've been on punishment.
I know. You're grounded.
Like I'm back in school. Yeah, I'm grounded. Exactly.
So were you guys planning on doing another season of Ballers?
No, actually that we weren't. They decided to end it after the 5th season. So I guess in their part, it was good timing.
Yeah.
Because just for right now, what's going on and everybody's schedules, I don't even know if we could have did a full season again.
Yeah,
Because everything is just kind of just out of whack. But I'm glad we got to end it and, end it in the right way instead of just some people just had to just end stuff and that was it.
So for anyone that doesn't know what Ballers is, why don't you go ahead and kind of give us a synopsis of what it is if they've never seen it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best show ever on earth. So it's a show about football players and professional football players and they lies kind of outside of the actual game. So you don't really see too much like us on the field. It's like our day-to-days with our financial advisors, our agents, our family, girlfriends, slash mistresses, slash whatever you want to call them.
Hey, in the life of a footballer.
Yeah, just the lifestyle. I mean, the title says it for itself, Ballers. We got the best cars, best clothes, best everything. It's similar to Entourage, if people have seen Entourage, but instead of actors, it's athletes.
That's a really good comparison. Like I was saying, I binge watched it last night. I did.
Did you like it?
You
could be honest.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
So I come.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah, of course. I come from. I have an older brother, and he played football. So I always
The life.
Yeah, I grew up as the cheerleader,
Right.
My brother was a footballer and going through high school, you always want to date the quarterback and
Right, yeah.
So it all kind of starts there. But I know in real life, we'll come back to that for a minute, but this is a great transition to talk about your real life football career. You actually played.
Yeah, I've definitely played a little bit. Yeah, I got an opportunity. God gave me the opportunity to be athletic, first of all, which is a blessing. I started playing when I was 9 and played all throughout elementary school, high school, started getting recruited from college and ended up getting a full ride scholarship to go to UCLA. I'm from California, by the way, the best coast. So I got a chance to, I was blessed, got some opportunities to go to different schools, but I just decided to kind of stay home because UCLA is beautiful campus, great education, sports, got a lot of tradition. It's a very traditional school, and I just kind of fell in love when I got on campus and got a chance to meet some of my future teammates, the people in my recruiting class. Mm-hmm. We kind of got together. So yeah, I played all the way through college. Tried out for the NFL, didn't make it, and then yeah, that was my football career. But it was a blessing. Like I love football. It taught me a lot about being a team player. Taught me a lot about discipline, my work ethic, and competing.
Yeah,
man, it was just fun. Like you got all these guys, your teammates, but they're your brothers, and
right.
you just all work together for a common goal, and you have each other's back.
Yeah, I know that camaraderie is probably only paralleled by probably people going in the military or something, having that team mentality, I guess. But it really set you up to be able to play this character really well in Ballers, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Because Vernon is a football player. I didn't get a chance to play in the NFL, but I know about the life, and
yeah,
I played the sport, so I definitely got to buy into what I was putting out as my character.
What got you started in acting?
Man, honestly, I just needed a job. Like I was broke at the time, and I didn't have a job. And like I said, I played football, and that's all. I was a type that I just had a plan A. I didn't have a plan B or C.
Yeah.
So once that was over, I just was really trying to figure out my life, like what I was gonna do, and how I was gonna earn money and take care of myself. And just God gave me the opportunity to being in LA as well, gave me the opportunity to audition for the show. So at the time, I kind of didn't even really know anything about acting. I just really didn't have anything to lose. And it just took a risk, yeah.
Did you have an agent?
No, I didn't have anything. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have a manager. Like, I was literally, like, off the streets. Like, nothing. I did commercials at first.
Uh-huh.
I was just hustling just for fun. I was an extra. So it was a side job because I was, at the time, I was really looking for, like, a job / career.
Yeah.
But being a former student athlete, we don't get a chance to internship, and I didn't even have a resume. We don't have a lot of you know, you're a student athlete, but everything's dedicated to your school and your sport. We didn't have a chance to do a lot of stuff that regular students got to do. So it was kind of difficult for me to get a job, but I started doing commercials, being a background person, an extra. Mm-hmm. Then I got an opportunity to audition for the show through my coaches and through my network that I established at my college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of college isn't for everybody. And I never was like the biggest school fan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie,
yeah.
But I do think it definitely helps out with like networking after you get out of school and trying to figure things out. Cause I got my degree in history in college.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not doing anything with that, obviously, but just having that network to help me, get me where I'm at today, man, it was a blessing. And, and just God giving me the opportunity to go there and graduate from there as well.
Oh, wow.
But I just took a risk. My dad was just like, just go for it. Like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
The worst they're going to say is no. So I got the script, did my best to memorize my lines. And I never acted before in my life. It was my mm-hmm. first time auditioning for a TV show, and man, God did the rest for me. So
wow.
I'm just glad I went on the audition. Like, I feel like a lot of people, they don't take risks, they already got in their head. They're like, oh, I never did this before. And I was like that too. I was like, man, I'm so grateful for my father, because I know a lot of people like just not supportive, and they might think you're wasting your time because they don't, they don't see it as well. But I'm just glad my dad was just like, just go for it. Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen?
Yeah.
He told me Samuel Jackson used to be a crackhead before he started acting. I was like, what? And it was true. I'm like, damn, Pops, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing. I can imagine what that day was like for you to overcome that hurdle of fear, especially when you've never done it before,
Yeah, I mean, that was like the first day, and I didn't know I opened up a door, and I wasn't amazed, because it was just, after that, I just had to keep conquering that fear, because I had auditioned like 10 times for the part. And then, it was a process. I auditioned like 3 months because I never did it before.
Right.
So they had to put me through the process like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I did play ball, but it's one thing playing football and then being in front of camera and like doing that shit for real.
You're right. Try to be normal. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, I eventually got coaching. Okay. Start really studying the craft.
Okay.
And like my cast was so cool, like the writers, the directors, like yeah. It was really just really, really cool and like helped me out. They knew where I was at. And but being a former athlete, you know, I know how to take direction. Yeah. I'm always the person that wants to learn. You know, I'm always seeking knowledge even now. So I was willing to you know, I was new, so I was like teaching me, I want to learn everything.
Yeah.
Especially the right way with good people.
Yeah. What was the most unexpected positive that you were like, wow, like, is there anything that was easy?
I just think like just everybody was so nice and just things was kind of like going so smooth where it's just like, it's almost like you looking for something like bad, that like, you know, bad. Uh-huh. Because, like, this, yeah. Everything is just going like really, really convenient. Like you think it's a little easy. But that's how I kind of knew, like, okay, I'm on the right path. Like, this is all flowing together really nice.
Yeah. All right. What about, what was something that you discovered that was more hard than you might have thought it was?
I think just, like, there's two different sides. The business side, just learning the business side of being in entertainment. And even when I play sports, you know, it's, like, being on the field and then handling your business off the field, you know, it's being on set now and then handling your business off set. And then now, you know, saving your money and, you know, being an adult, like adapting to being an adult. Cause when I was playing football, I was, you know, I wasn't a kid. I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a grown man. So just trying to adapt with this new lifestyle and what comes with it. And, you know, people coming out of nowhere, new friends, new family, old friends, mm-hmm. old family, just trying to balance everything, because yeah. There's really like no I'm used to having a playbook, and even with acting, you know, my script is my playbook. There's really no playbook to life. You just got to learn through personal experiences and hopefully other people letting you know what mistakes they made so you wouldn't make the same ones.
Yeah. Did you get an agent through all of that?
I did eventually. I got a manager first. Like after season one, I got my manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then after season two about to start season three, I got an agent. Got rid of my agent after season four, but I still have my manager right now. And I'm actually looking for an agent.
Okay.
For a little bit. Like kind of looking, but you know, I was looking, but then Hollywood shut down last year.
Yeah.
So I'm about to look now, because
yeah,
I'm praying things go back to semi-normal.
Yeah, they're trying, at least in some kind of different way, huh? COVID kind of just messed everything up.
Yeah, definitely. Same. I mean, but you know, everybody's affected though, so it's not just it's not personal. Everybody's That's affected. Right.
But yeah. It does affect this, and so moving forward. What do you want from your career moving forward?
I really want to be on another TV series. I want to be in a film as well, a movie, like, but you know, like the main, eventually I want to be the main guy to lead, but you know, I got to work my way to get up there. But yeah. I want to do a film, want to be in another series, eventually start getting behind the scenes as well, producing,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily writing, but you know, just being a part of the creative process, because I feel like we all have ideas,
yeah.
and we all have stories and things. So I just want to be heard, you know, and like really heard, like not just like, okay, let me talk and then just to make me feel better. Like hopefully you taking some notes as well while I'm talking, but yeah, get in there and then. And just find other things too, man. I love acting, but just being open-minded, other things, you know, with, I'm getting into esports. I just started a podcast as well. Just want to just keep entertaining, just keep showing, you know, myself and my personality.
So what are you doing in esports?
I'm streaming.
Okay.
I'm streaming, playing Call of Duty.
Okay.
And then I've hosted before. I did a Fortnite tournament, actually, a year ago at Super Bowl. So getting into hosting and streaming on there.
That's
And
cool.
whatever, you know, hopefully with that, you know, there's going to be content in being able to create content in that form, in that stage too. So yeah, just be open-minded. Like I was a gamer even before Ballers, but I've always played video games. You
Okay.
know, I got the PlayStation 5, you know, thank God I got lucky to get one of those. But I've always loved, you know, love gaming. I'm like, sure, you can get, you know, make a little bread playing video games, or, you
Yeah.
know, or hosting, and because, you know, or commentating the game while people are playing. Like I'm with all that.
That's so true. You know, when I was over in England, I had a show where I completely based this one show on gaming because at that point there was, I think, a 16-year-old kid in New York that won, I think it was a Fortnite competition where he got like $3 million or something like that. Do you remember this time? When
Yes.
that happened, it was
Yes.
bananas. You can really make
Yeah.
some good money
Yeah. You just
on
gotta be, you
TikTok.
know, like anything, you know, you just gotta be, he's one of the best. So you gotta just put the work in, but
That's
it'll come back.
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for you. All right. So now let's talk about your podcast. When did you
Yes.
start it and what's it about?
I started it summer, like early summer of 2020. It's called I'm Supposed to Be Here. It's about, you know, just me, just talking shit, really. Like I love sports, so excuse me, of course I'm talking sports, I'm talking life, you know, hopefully motivate people, talking about my journey. I've had like some friends on there with me, you know, talking mess too, because me and my friends, we just talk shit all day. So I'm like, we might as well just, you know, record this and just keep talking. And with me, it's good practice. It's a way to keep performing in a different way. But you know, I love to talk, and so I'm just like, might as well just press record and just, you know, hopefully motivate somebody about my journey.
So the title of it is I'm Supposed to Be Here.
Yes.
And where did you come up with that and why?
Yeah, I don't know. I just was just thinking the title, just something clever and catchy. I actually was gonna call it I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. But my friend was like, nah, like claim that, like you supposed, because like I think with my story sometimes people like I just it's just like crazy sometimes, like damn, I'm really like acting, I'm really like, you know, doing something like that I love to do. First of all, like I thought I was gonna be playing football, like for real, like Vernon, maybe just retiring right now, or you know, just retired a couple years ago. So you know, I think for a minute sometimes you gotta like. When I first thought, I had like pinched myself. I'm like, man, is this real? Like, this is just crazy, just how everything kind of unfolded for me. So, but my friend, she was like, nah, you got to claim that, like, you know, you're supposed to be here. So then I changed it to that. And then,
I can
you know, I think
understand that.
like your words are powerful, you know? So you got
That's
to, like, you got to claim where you at, even if, like, however way it happened, like, everything's supposed to happen how it's supposed to happen. And
right.
you at where wherever you at, you know,
Yep.
even during the bad times. Sometimes, you know, we all go through stuff. You're supposed to be there, but you know, tough times make tough people. So,
That's a good point. Yeah, that's very
yeah.
true. And I like what you said about how you have to pinch yourself because sometimes you find yourself in these situations and you're like, is it really this easy to get to the spot? Like, when's the other shoe gonna drop, right? And
Right.
I know you probably felt that way because for people that haven't seen Ballers, the lead is The Rock, right?
Yeah, it's just some guy called The Rock. Yeah,
Some guy.
he's not popular at
No,
all.
no one really.
Yeah.
But you're in, are you in every season?
Yes, I'm in every season. Not every episode, but I'm in every
Every
season. Yeah.
So you're in every season with The Rock, and there you
Yes.
are, having never acted on this level before. So
Yes.
I could imagine that your podcast is going to be, you know, it's going to come from a completely different mindset because most people in acting spend their entire lives like, you know, we're gonna commercials and this and struggle
Right.
to find it, right?
Yeah.
And you just fit the part, you fit the bill. You were supposed
Yeah,
to be
yeah.
there.
It was, you know, it was the look, you know, first of all. But yeah, and then I think I proved myself I can handle it. Like luckily, like I mean, I play football, so you know, I'm kind of used to playing in front of a lot of people, you know, performing at a high level when I'm supposed to. But you know, I got thrown in the fire pretty quick.
But
you know, that's how you learn though. You know, to me, like, you got to learn that way. You got to get smacked around a little bit. But luckily, like, everybody was like really, really like, Dwayne was cool. Like, everybody was so cool and like understood and like really helped me out. And like, all I had to do was like, just like when I was in football, all you got to do is do your job. All I got to do is memorize my lines. Right. And that's it. Like, and everybody else was on it. They were professional. I'd have to do nothing outside of what I needed to do. I just had to do me. And I think for any work field, if you just go to work and you just have to do your job and you can depend on this person to do his job anything's going to be successful.
Was it difficult for you to memorize your lines? Like, how did you, cause some people just aren't good at memorizing. How was that for you?
Yeah, for sure. It took a minute, but you know, I kind of used the skills I already had. Like, that I didn't know, even though I didn't act, but playing football, you know, our playbooks are massive.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of terminology, a lot of verbiage, you know, just, it's almost like a different language.
Yeah.
So I took that same kind of skill from memorizing my playbook to memorizing my lines. And then I was a history major. So that's a lot of memorization of like dates and facts. Yeah. So I kind of just used that, you know, that whatever in my brain, but just transferred it to acting. But then I started going to acting class and had to, you know, do different scenes. And so that, you know, that helps you out a lot too. But honestly, like, the memorizing is like, I'm not gonna say the easy part, but like, out of the whole thing, like, that's like nothing. Like, it's bringing those lines to life and making it you. Like, that's the hard part. So
yeah.
Anybody can memorize something at the end of the day. But it takes some time, you know. I ain't gonna lie, it takes some time, but once it's in there though, for me.
Yeah.
And then I care about it. You know, if you care about something, you're gonna put more effort in to do that. Like, if you don't care about it, it's gonna be hard for you to memorize. But if you know, like, this, you know, this is my job, this is how I pay my bills and this is how I live, so I'm gonna memorize the fuck out of this shit.
That's right. And you know, right. I wanted to ask too, because people, especially here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of actors over here, a lot of people aspire. what do you have to tell the people that have been struggling, just keep getting no's?
Keep going. You know, I'm going through right now, I'm going to actually, like, being an actor right now, auditioning, mm-hmm. you know, post Ballers. And you know, it's frustrating and it gets to you sometimes because, you know, you put your heart, you put your soul into this, and it's kind of different because they don't really like tell you like what you need to work on. They just, you know, you just not, and it's just not you. Don't take it personal. It's not you. Sometimes it's just not the look, but just keep going and just keep working hard and just keep putting yourself out there. Just keep taking chances. Cause my thing, when I audition, you know, anytime I give it everything I got, so I can, when I walk out of there, I know I didn't leave anything. Like, I gave you everything, because it's tough when you like have regrets,
mm-hmm.
but you also got to put the work in. Like, if you're not putting the work in, you know, what kind of results are you expecting? But just keep going. You know, that no leads to a bigger yes. One of my co-stars before Ballers, that was her 200th audition. So, just thinking, wow. 200 no's, like, that, you know, it's tough, man. But you gotta have tough skin. If it's really getting to you and you gotta look out for you first.
Right.
So, you know, if it's a lot, then maybe you need to reconsider. Maybe, you know, or take a little, you know, it's nothing wrong with taking a little break. But just keep going though. Don't quit though.
Yeah. Okay, so I know the executive producer was Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
Did you ever meet him?
I've met Mark twice. Yes.
Yeah.
He never on set though. He honestly never stepped a foot on set.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He built his team. The creator is his manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, like, and you get to a point, you know, and God will not get there too. Like, you got people that you believe in, and you know they're gonna, like I said earlier, they're gonna do their job. And he knew he didn't even have to step on set. He knew it was gonna be A1.
Yeah,
but I met him at the table read when we first started, because I just think he had to show face just for HBO, just so they know it was a go.
Yeah,
and then And then I met him at the premiere of Entourage, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And both times, man, he was really cool. Didn't really get, you know, got a chance to say what's up, you know, briefly and say hello, but he was really, really cool. And man, he was really like, you know, it's like cool. Like, then like Mark kind of knows my name. He knows my name at least a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like a test to see if you get starstruck. You know what I mean?
I mean, a little bit, but like everybody, it was crazy because everybody was starstruck. Like, when, yeah. Especially at the Tabery, because you got Dwayne here, you got Mark, and like, you don't see those. You don't see these guys out like that. Like Dwayne, you sometimes see certain people at like, you know, parties or events, especially around like award season, but those guys are in the house, like with their big family guys.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't get to see them. So, you know, I'm fanning out, but I'm trying to say hello, but there's like a line of people like at HBO to talk to them.
Right.
But he was real cool. Like they so humble, like down to earth guys. It was really good for me to see, because being new in the business, mm-hmm. I think you kind of get perceptions of like people, especially in the business. A lot of times you get it through movies and, you know, goofy stuff that you're looking at, but they're the most down earth guys. Like, you wouldn't even, they act like they aren't movie stars at all.
What's your favorite like actor moment? Like let me just say this. What was your favorite moment with your favorite actor on set?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, every moment was my favorite. Like,
aww.
I mean, my favorite one since you on season one, mm-hmm. my favorite episode was episode 3 when we was on the boat.
Okay.
And we had the party. But I just like those scenes where like we all work together. Because yeah. a lot of times, if you don't have a scene with this person, you won't see them like the whole season sometimes.
Right.
So I just always liked when we were all together because we developed like a bond, like a family, kind of like camaraderie with football, like you said earlier. I've developed this new camaraderie with my castmates, and I just, you know, we just enjoy to be around each other.
Okay, so this is just a personal question because I just binge watched it.
Okay.
The handshake on season 1, episode 1, where you didn't shake The Rock's hand, is yes. that leading to something?
Yeah, it is. It okay. is. Definitely, yeah.
Don't tell definitely. Me. All right, that's it.
Yeah, definitely leading to something.
And just for everyone out there who hasn't seen it, seriously, it got 4.5 stars out of 5 stars, and I'm watching it on Prime. I don't know where else you can watch it. Where else can you watch it?
Just HBO Max. That's
HBO Max. Okay, so I picked that up on Prime Video because they have a little contract with HBO.
Okay, within Prime Video too, then. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are the only it's not on like Netflix or Hulu, like yeah. you know, HBO kinda, you know, they in their own lane, so
yeah,
they do their own thing, yeah.
But it was a 4.5 out of 5 stars, and I was like, at first I was like, okay, all right, I get it. Football. I like football. It's an
yes.
like American though. It is American.
Very, very oh, American.
The more I watched it,
Miami too.
That's what I was just gonna say. Is it filmed just in Miami?
Nah, well, the first three seasons are Miami, and the last two seasons are LA.
Okay, so they flew you out to Miami then, clearly.
Yes.
Stayed out there. I bet that was.
I got to live. Yeah, I got to live there, and it was amazing. I love Miami, boy.
So how long?
I've never been there.
Really?
Yes. Prior to that.
How long did they have you there?
I was there for 3 months. It took 3 months. I was there for 3 months, season 1, 3 months, season 2. And then season 3, we pretended like it was Miami, but we were back in, but we were in LA by then.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So a quarter out the year, but yeah, it was in the winter time. So that's really like, I think that's one of the best times to be in Miami is the winter, because the weather is just amazing.
Nice. Yeah. And you know what too? I was trying to gauge if that was Miami or California, because I know both. And I was like, wait, yes. there's no bugs flying around. There's no, so that right. makes sense. Cause it was,
yeah, it was, yeah, yeah. It was in my, yeah. The first season 1, season 2 was in Miami. Amazing. So we had such a good time. Like Miami's such an amazing city. Like if you haven't been, you have to check it out.
Yeah. What's your least favorite part about being on it? What was your least favorite moment?
I want to say like season one, after we did the pilot, we had like a long stretch off because Dwayne had to do a couple movies. So we had to wait for him, his schedule to open up. But we got back and this is now my second time acting because we did the pilot. But honestly, the pilot was smooth because I knew every time I did my audition, I did those lines. So I had those pretty down packed. So now I got new lines where I'm like, oh, okay, like this is now it's like it's real.
Yeah.
So I had a scene with Dwayne and I was the first person to talk, but I got starstruck like by Dwayne and just what was going on. I'm like, damn, like I'm like everything just hit me like, because before that I kind of kept my composure. I didn't get rattled, but I got rattled though. Like I couldn't remember not one line. Like I was freaking out. I know my eyes probably look crazy. and I actually like walked away. Like I said, cut. Like I'm tripping. Like I gotta start in like Dwayne, like just he took me around the shoulder. He was just like, you know, like you didn't have to say cut, man. Like we got a script coordinator, like right here on it's called a script coordinator, which is a person that goes over the lines while you doing the take.
Yeah.
And if you get like tongue tied or you know, shit happens. You forget sometimes. So you could say line and they'll tell you your line in the background. But I didn't know that. Like I didn't go to school. I didn't go to performing arts school or
yeah.
I took some electives in college in film. So I didn't know that. So I'm like, damn, that's cool. Like that, thanks, you know, that's good to know. And then he just kind of gave me this pep talk, like, man, like, you know, we believe in you. Like, you know, just made me feel good about myself. And I'm just damn, like everybody believing in me, like I need to believe in myself like this. So I just needed that talk, and I think he's seen that. And then after that, I was good to go. Like I didn't really fumble too much after that. But it was like, you know, I was just glad because some other people could have been like, you know, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. He's terrible. Like, why the fuck did we hire him? Like, especially if one of their guys didn't get the part and they took a chance on me.
Yeah.
But man, he was so cool and everybody was so cool. So I was just like, you know what, you're right, man. Like, shit, you got to believe in yourself. So
yeah, well,
yeah.
So do you think you guys would ever do a season six if everybody kept like writing in? Or
I mean, the funny thing is, like, we all down, like everybody, like all the cast members are down, like, cause we had such a good time and we like I said, we built this family. Like there was no like animosity, no pride. Everybody just love to come to work. So if they were to say that, absolutely, we'd all be down. But hopefully we do a movie or something one day, like Entourage did. So, you know. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm at peace. You know, everything must come to an end.
Yeah.
We had a great run. It was a great time. You know, I'm kind of ready to move on.
Yeah.
And pass ballers. So, you know, but if they said so, I would definitely be down.
Yeah. Who was your favorite like actor or character in the series?
Man, you know what? I loved Rob Corddry's character. He played Joe. He's hilarious. I love JD's character, Ricky, because he's just wild.
Ricky was funny already.
Man, I love London. He plays my best friend. You know, he's crazy, but you know, he's loyal, but he's crazy. But you know, you always need somebody like that got your back. Later on, you'll see my boy Chris. He plays another football player that's going to be introduced in season four. But I love his character, man. And then we got like some good guest stars. Like season two, we had Andy Garcia. We got Russell Brand on there. We get like real athletes. Oh yeah, shout out to the UK, Russell Brand. We get like real athletes to come on too to like make the show look even more realistic. So it was cool like meeting like you know athletes that I look up to and I'm fans of, and now they fans of my work. You know, we fans of each other, so it was really cool.
I know already in season one there's a lot of Dallas Cowboy interaction in there, and I'm kind of forgetting why, but
I play for the Cowboys. In the show.
Oh, that's what it was.
My character plays for the Cowboys, which I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. So I'm really putting on my acting hat because
I'm actually
a Washington football club fan and yeah. We're rivals.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, like Dallas, like the Cowboy Nation, man, like they show me love, which I appreciate. Yeah. Like they're definitely passionate and they love this show. And I think, you know, they just love that you know, they represent the Cowboys on the show. And then I actually got a not to give up the show for you, but I played on the Cowboys the whole entire season, which is which is really cool. Whereas Ricky's character, he kind of he's toward the end of his career, so he kind of bounces around.
Like, yeah, that's the Dolphins when I saw him.
Yeah, that's the thing about the league, you know. And before he was on the Packers, and he got you know, he got cut because he was in the club. But you know, you got that story with people in the league. You know, you got people that have to go from team to team and keep moving their family and relocating and starting over. And you got people where my character, where they got to stay on one team and they got paid and they got, you know, and the team looked out for them and they paid them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that people don't realize that goes into football. There's a lot of behind the scenes. There's a lot of negotiation. There's, you know, the people that are kind of going to bat for you. It really kind of opens your eyes up, like as an outsider, to just, like how much goes into playing professional football.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. And you know, I was saying earlier, like just mentally, like being able to handle, you know, you guys, these guys, you know, young men, young women as well, making, you know, millions of dollars, and you know, you got to take care of your family and your friends, and it's just a lot. And even with Vern, you know, when the first episode, him having a party, all them people there, and you know, Dwayne's like, who are these people? And I'm like, and you know, Vern's like, I don't know, but you know, everybody just kind of waiting on you to like save the day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a lot. And I think that's why a lot of majority of athletes, you know, they go through mental health problems and depression and anxiety, because once that over, all them people that was there, that you thought they was there for you, they really not. Yeah. And that's a lot to handle.
Yeah, I saw in just, you know, the few episodes that I saw, I feel like maybe they're leading up to maybe some kind of concussion head injury with The Rock. I should call him Dwayne, but whatever.
Yeah. The Rock's cool. Ball guy.
Do you think there's like, is there an underlying message?
Yeah, for sure. Because I think when we first started the show in 2014, and that was when when they were just really learning about concussions, and that movie Concussion came out with Will Smith, and people were having, you know, the thing in their brain that was affecting them from all the hits.
Yeah.
And I think that was really big at the time. So I think they wanted to kind of represent that, because that was a realistic thing that was going on. I think like Junior Seau, he just passed away like around that time. You know, he committed suicide.
Yeah,
and they study these players' brains and see that football really like took a toll on not only their body but their mind too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so can you tell me any dirt on any of the actors or anything funny?
man, you know, everybody. I was the youngest person on set, so it was tough. Like, you know, of course, I got to Miami. I'm trying to go up. I'm like, I'm in Miami. Right. But they've been there. You know, people were married and have kids. So they wasn't really fucking with me too much. Like, my boy London, he would go on me sometimes. But it was tough, though. Season one, like the show was new. Mm-hmm. So we was getting a little love. But, you know, they didn't see it yet. So they you know, they got to see it to believe it most of the time.
Yeah.
So we had a good time. You know, I had to finesse a little bit. But then season two went around, like, you would have thought I played for the Heat out there. Like, I thought I was the man. Like, I was the mayor. And I was out there stepping everywhere. But, it, you know, we had a good time. Yeah. You know, we definitely partied. But we handled our business, though. You know, you work hard, you play hard.
Yeah, that's good. So no one got arrested for real, right?
You know, no one got arrested. No fights. But like, Miami is such a, like, even though I feel like everybody's faded out there and turned the fuck up, but like, it's just different. It's just love. Like, I never really saw any fights. I didn't see anybody get shot. You know, like, and like, I come from, you know, from Cali, where, You know, we out like we and Miami's open pretty late. Like some places 24 hours, 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you know, LA, we have to close it too, because just you never, you know, people just be wilding out here sometimes. Yeah. So I was just amazed how just it was like, I'm sure it was drama, but everybody has a good time, and it's like, you know, it's none of that. And yeah, nobody got arrested. We didn't get no fights, you know.
Do you guys have like a prankster within your group? Like, did anybody, like, I don't know, put your underwear on a telephone pole or something? I don't know. You know what
I'm saying? Not too much. I want to say maybe like the Teamsters, the behind the scenes people, they probably had their own pranks going on.
Okay.
But I feel like the actors kind of tough. Everybody's kind of professional.
Yeah.
Because you know and somebody kind of tell me because I'm a prankster. I like to talk. I like to joke.
Yeah.
Talk stuff, and I was coming from football where, you know, we just always, you know, we talking shit all day, we joking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to get out that mode a little bit. Like, you know, I mean, you have fun, but I think one of the actresses, she kind of put me to the side and she just like, you know, just remember you at work right now. Like people are watching you and they're not watching you.
Very good.
In a sense. So I was just like, okay, I got, you know, cause it's cause like you having fun. Like, it's like everybody on set, you got all these extras. It's a fun time. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm here to work. But you know, we definitely joked. We definitely had, you know, good times as appropriate.
Yeah.
But that's good.
And you know, a big part of the reason I'm asking this is because it looked like so much freaking fun. Like,
it was so much fun.
Like the music.
So much fun.
I was like, I'm literally like, I'm dancing with the music. I'm like, I want to be there right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Scott, man. Scott Verner. He did our music. He's one of the best like music guys out there. So he like, I think like a lot of people like watch that show. That's, you know, for The Rock, of course,
mm-hmm.
and for your boy too.
Mm-hmm.
But for the music music was a big thing. And a lot of times he'd throw like songs in there that nobody heard, and then it would go crazy. Like people would hear it and it would just blow up on like Apple Music or Spotify.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Donovan, I thought you did such a good job. Like I come from the acting realm myself. And of course, I knew a little bit of your pre-story before we talked or before we spoke.
Yeah.
I was watching you and you are very good. I think you just have a natural talent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean,
you're going to do good.
Yeah. People say that. Yeah. But I mean, I was just blessed and fortunate. Like I worked with like great actors. So that made my job easy. And I just, the competitiveness in me. Mm-hmm. It was like, I know, you know, even though these guys have been here and they've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. like, I want to do my best to, you know, just stay in my lane and, but keep up, like, never look like I didn't belong. You know, you don't want to be the weakest link, you know, right. And I just kept pushing myself you just compete with yourself. So I just want to make sure I was doing my part.
Right. So, all right. What was your favorite season, favorite episode?
Man, season one, episode three was my favorite.
Yeah? Why?
On the boat, you know, we were just having a party.
Oh, yeah. You said that earlier.
Yeah, we was on the boat. It was, you know, it was beautiful women on there. I was wilding. Man, like, we all were together. The whole cast was together.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and it's always fun to just see everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought
the house was amazing too.
Yeah, I saw that.
The house was beautiful. There was a yacht. I'm like, bro, this is crazy. And like, I'm calling my dad. I'm like, dad, like, because it was about like 150, like 200 set, like 200 extras. And I would say out of that, at least like 100 was girls. So yeah. My pop's like, this shit crazy. Like, he's like, you went to college. Like, you should be used to girls like everywhere. And I'm like,
Not like this.
It's different. Yeah, I said. UCLA's a big campus. So we all in like one area. I was like, I was at the mall. You know,
yeah.
It was crazy. It was fun. Yeah. I was like, and then like one of the times, I'm like, man, I'm at work right now. Like, this is work. Like, and like, that's what I love about acting. Like, it don't feel like work. You know, it's long days, and you know, of course, take after take, but. It don't feel like work. You know, I've done jobs where it felt like work, and I'll do this any day of the week.
Do you have a blooper
reel? Except for Sunday.
He rests on Sunday, people.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's not open on Sunday, so I don't work on Sunday.
Do you have a blooper reel? for the
looper.
Whole show?
No, yeah. I don't have a, I have a reel though. But honestly, like,
no, I mean, does the show like did they do one? Do you know?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
See?
And I ain't gonna lie, like, I used to watch shows and I'm like, I love bloopers, but
I know.
Yeah, no, nah, I don't know. Like, people don't do bloopers. They should bring that back. Like,
I know,
don't do bloopers anymore.
Look, all I do is podcasts and I got a blooper.
Yeah. But you gotta have people that are good sports, because sometimes, you know, for me, I don't mind laughing at myself or other people. But you know, you got people that are like, and I don't think on our set was cool, but you got people that are like, you know, actors and actresses, we're artists. And usually artists are fucking weird and strange. So you got some people that just aren't, you know. Yeah, you got people that don't like seeing themselves, you know, mess up too much. Like, but I'm used to that. Like, being in sports, like, that's mostly you know, as soon as you get done playing, you have to watch film to see, like, you know, they're looking for things to critique you on.
Yeah.
They don't even care about they care about the good play, but they rather go to the play that you didn't do good on.
Yeah.
To coach you up on that. So.
So, all right. So what's next for you? What's your goal? What's up next?
I'm keep doing this podcast, keep streaming, get on the movie, get on the TV series, you know, hopefully, like, my goal is, like, to me is, you know, quality over quantity. Like, if I did five things in my career that are, you know, great things, timeless, I'd rather do that than 20, like, things that, who, like, they never heard of you. Like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
But look, you know, thank God I was, you know, on Ballers. I feel like that's something that's, like,
it's going to give you a leg up.
You know, it's not the greatest show ever, but I know it, you know, it's one of them shows that people are going to know and going to respect. So hopefully I'm just on that. And also just keep working with, like, amazing people, like, on the cast, like, keep working with good, amazing artists that want to get better and want to be a part of something great.
Yeah. Donovan, how can people, like, follow you or get a hold of you if they're interested in any future business?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Donovan W. Carter for everything. My podcast is on Apple Music, Spotify. I'm on Twitch, DC SoFly.
Okay.
But yeah, tap in with me.
I actually do not know what that means, but okay, sure. We'll talk about that after the show. Again, you guys, thanks for listening. That was Donovan W. Carter from HBO's number one hit series, Ballers. Check it out if you get the chance. Talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro.